Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail all over the place, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse people or our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America, Captain at an S, and America all lowercase. You got the word, and that's it. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and she's going to go into the luggage business and go get all this luggage that's at the airport and deliver it to people and make a fortune. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, good morning.
Good morning.
Just gave you a new job. Think about all that luggage. My God. Gee whiz. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to go right to the airport issue because I've got the flight tracker opened up again, and I've just updated it, so I've got the latest numbers. Well, you might know, at the top of the list, again, 2,355 flights, 58% of Southwest flights have been canceled, and 52 have been delayed. And Denver is still the number one problem Chicago with the airports, and Chicago is number two. So that's what's going on right now. If you need to get an airplane, you know where the problems are. Wow. Again.
What's at issue is a piece of software that Southwest bought some time ago called SkySolver. And it's an off-the-shelf piece of software that they did modify for their own use. And it's a very cumbersome old piece of software that worked once but doesn't work now. And it doesn't work now because when you have interruptions in regions of the country because of weather, You can't move equipment. You can't move crew, flight crew, cabin crew, and therein lies the issue. Now, during the bailout of all things COVID, when the federal government gave billions and billions of dollars to the airline industry to keep people on the payroll, a lot of the airlines got big dollars, including Southwest. Southwest got $7 billion from our taxpayers. And to hear Southwest say it, they use that money to keep people on the payroll. That includes their pilots, that includes their flight crews, that includes their ground crews, that includes their reservations, and so forth and so on. So now we have members of Congress that are calling for an audit to see how Southwest actually did spend $7 billion
right.
just on payroll. That's being challenged, and I think rightly so. Now, going into Thanksgiving, Southwest didn't have too many problems. I think they only canceled like 23 flights.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought the SkySolver software was certainly adequate because they didn't have issues going into Thanksgiving. But you can't predict what the weather is going to do a month later. And when you've got pilots and you've got cabin crew that are sitting in certain cities, wherever they may be, because they've gotten off of a flight and they're ready to go on to the next one, but there's no equipment, they call in, you know, to see what they're supposed to do, and nobody's answering the phone.
Wow.
They don't have enough people to answer the phone. Some of the crews were actually sitting on hold for 7, 8, 9, and 10 hours. Trying to get through to say, where am I supposed to go? Where am I supposed to, where are we supposed to be? Where do you need us? How are we supposed to get there?
Mm-hmm.
So, therein lies what's the issue with Southwest. When they say it was decades in the making, I don't know if that's completely accurate, but it probably got some basis of truth because they didn't have a adequate software system for scheduling.
Wow, double wow, and triple wow. To be continued on the other side of the break. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a Thursday morning. The weather has warmed up greatly down here, 57 degrees and clear skies. Going to be a great day in the neighborhood. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will. And unlike George Santos, we will get to the bottom of this. We're going to get into that here in a minute, too, by the way. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money on their car insurance for well over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com to find out more and find out what the coverage would cost for the car or the truck you're driving. In addition, you may have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can add them in there and bundle them together and get a lower rate. But where you really save your money on policies like your car and your truck is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance on a policy. You'll save a boatload of money. Now, remember, all you got to do is go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, find out who your agent is. You can find out how to get a hold of them or do it all right there on the Internet, whatever the choice is that you want to do. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out and see how much money you save. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello. Whoop, wait a minute. Works better when I do this. There you go. Now you're there.
All right.
Title 42, the Supreme Court's ruling, of course, on the Title 42 restrictions related to COVID-19 are going to stay in place until at least February. That appears to be the right decision, according to a lot of the different people that are out there. And even a few Democrats have agreed with that because they were scared to death that these people, whatever amount of people it was, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50,000, just over the horizon, were going to bum rush the border and totally screw things up.
Well, there's a lot of hypocrisy in this administration when it comes to Title 42 and COVID.
Yep.
First of all, under Pelosi, they allowed proxy voting.
Yep.
You didn't have to go, you had to show up. You can attend votes, or you can tender your votes while working in your district or staying in your office. You didn't have to go into the chamber and that kind of thing. Because of the fear of infection or having COVID spread again. Then, interestingly enough, with the chaos that was recently going on in China because of the massive infection rate going on there and hospitals are overwhelmed, there's a lack of prescription drugs and so forth and so on, there were all those riots. Well, the Chinese Communist Party, President Xi, decided, okay, well, we won't do that anymore. And they essentially opened the country again. But that means that the people, Chinese, can leave the country and fly wherever they want to fly. So this administration said, okay, if you're flying into the United States from China, you have to be vaccinated, you have to test negative, and blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Now, remember, Biden and his crowd persecuted Trump during his administration when they essentially said no more people coming in from China. You know, Biden says that's racist, it's this, it's that, so forth and so on. But
right
now the Biden administration is doing the exact same thing. Okay, so they're still running ads on TV about getting vaccinated, getting boosted, all that kind of nonsense.
Yes.
So then they want to fight Title 42, and they want it to let, you know, go away. So which is it? And so there's hypocrisy all over the place. We're not allowing people from China to come in here, but there's one of the largest groups coming into the United States across the border are Chinese.
Yes.
So what is the State Department doing? What is the national security apparatus doing in dealing with Obrador, the president of Mexico? Nothing.
Right.
So, we're opening ourselves up to another crisis here.
Yes, we are, and I think they want that.
Well, the one big thing that's terrifying here is over-the-counter and prescription medications. We have a massive shortage going on here that's not being reported nearly enough.
Yep.
There are pockets across the United States where you still can't get baby formula. You can't even get Tylenol.
Yep.
Antibiotics are in a massive shortage. Now, if you decide to go travel on over to Amazon to see if you can buy Tylenol over there because you can't get it wherever you may be.
Mm-hmm.
They're charging as much as $80 for a bottle of Tylenol.
Mm.
We have a crisis, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm.
And Biden opened up what he called Buying America First office in the White House. But we're not doing anything. We're what are our manufacturers doing? So we're going to have a health care crisis. We're going to have a food crisis. We're going to have, we're going to have a supply chain crisis. After the first of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, let's go to the phone line. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I saw on the news here where it says Elon Musk is going to put the legacy media on notice. And I'm just wondering if Denise would know, is there really going to be any long-term results from those files being released on Twitter? And, all right, I guess that's it, Captain.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, I think when it comes to the hearings that will happen after the first of the year when the new Congress is seated, the new House is seated, in these investigations, certainly when it comes to Twitter. But Twitter is really kind of the open door because it's happened with all of big tech and big media because they're one and the same. that, you know, what was going on in these communications, which is now, if the media didn't like it, it all got packaged as misinformation. You could still travel on over to, you know, print newspapers. You can travel over to Reuters and Associated Press, and it's amazing what is not there.
Mm-hmm.
What they are not reporting. It's just fascinating. And, you know, again, Fox News is the only one that's sitting at our southern border and reporting on what is happening not only in Texas, but certainly in Arizona. You got a couple of mayors that are stomping their feet, including now the mayor of Denver. He said he's in a crisis mode with a number of illegals that are flooding into Denver. But
yep.
that's not because Governor Abbott's flying them in there. I don't have anything really getting them there unless it's because Mayorkas,
mm-hmm.
Secretary of Homeland Security, is allowing those people to be flown in there and dumped off.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if maybe what Governor Abbott should do is, you know, when he's taking these people from the border, is dumping them off in the front of the buildings of CBS News, MSNBC, ABC, and CNN. Just dump them off there. Then they have to report it. Maybe that's light a fire. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're getting some reports, and I just got another series of reports here, that there may be multiple missile attacks going on right now in the Ukraine coming from Russia. Again, I can't verify any more than what I'm getting. I'm getting some scattered messages, but it wouldn't surprise me if that's indeed the case, would it, you?
No, not at all. And one component that hasn't been discussed at all is Russia's FSB operations outside of Russia, meaning spies,
mm-hmm.
Meaning propaganda. What stories are getting planted, say on Reddit, that end up, you know, with conspiracy theorists and so forth. But an interesting thing just happened, and that is a top German intelligence officer has just been arrested because he was on the payroll of the Kremlin. He was caught with thousands of documents.
Wonderful. Wow. All right, to be continued. Have yourself a great day up there. Enjoy the weather. It's going to be nice and warm today.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that she has to offer, and I'll be right back with a Military Veterans News Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A judge is being asked to toss out lawsuits filed against Walmart over a mass shooting at a Virginia store. An overnight shift team lead shot and killed six people and injured two others at the Chesapeake location last month. Now employees at the store are suing the company, arguing negligent hiring and retention, saying the company knew about the shooter's violent tendencies toward coworkers. three workers who were in the break room where the shooting started each filed a lawsuit looking for $50 million in damages. Walmart says the employees should file workers' compensation claims. Avatar: The Way of Water is now a member of the Billion Dollar Club. The sequel to the highest-grossing film of all time crossed the $1 billion mark. George Clooney, U2, and Gladys Knight are among those being recognized at this year's Kennedy Center Honors. The 45th annual awards were held Wednesday night at the Kennedy Center Opera House in Washington, D.C. This is Julio Flores, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Thank you, all United States veterans. They all love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Go over there, take a look at where they're located, where their campuses are, and we'll get into all that after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. They have campuses in Clearwater, Florida, and another one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, Clearwater's down here in Tampa Bay. Concord is up there just outside Boston. But in either case, you should call them up and ask to take the tour after you look at their website and see what they're all about. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. That's the number to call and ask to take the tour at one, or for that matter, if you really want to find out about them, go to both their campuses. Go to one 1 week and one the next or whatever.
Now, I got a call yesterday from a young man who had lost one of his legs while serving in Iraq. He was a veteran. He wanted to ask me whether or not that would impede him from being an aviation maintenance tech, and the simple answer is no. Not as long as you can do the job that you're asked to do and be able to do it without having any problems. Now, that even goes, believe it or not, for someone missing an arm. As long as you have a prosthetic that works, that will turn a wrench or a screwdriver or whatever other type of tool they use. So when you talk about disabled veterans and the opportunities that are there, which I haven't said enough about, I don't think, for National Aviation Academy, they're there. And if you want a job, a good-paying job, one that will definitely pay you a starting salary of $60,000 to $70,000 a year on a 40-hour week, then that's the place to go. Because there's nobody that has any better track record of training people to get out there and do what it takes to be an aviation maintenance technician. Nobody. And I strongly recommend them. So again, the website is naa.edu, naa.edu. They're located in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. That's just outside Boston, and Clearwater's right here in Tampa Bay. And their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Make sure you give them a call and set up an appointment and see what you can do. Hopefully you'll be able to make a great career for yourself, because everyone that I've sent over there so far that stuck around and gone through and taken a course is doing very well. Everyone. Now, the F-35 Joint Program Office has grounded a small number of newer F-35 Joint Strike Fighters in response to the December 15th incident in which a hovering fighter crashed on a Texas runway and its pilot ejected. Right now they're checking out the planes to make sure that they're airworthy and to see if they can find out the problem. Now, the next high-speed accessory for naval aviators is being designed with women in mind. Wait till you hear this. The Navy is developing a smart bra and an undershirt for female fighter pilots. Yep. There you go. Now, the Army will welcome a new leader to its non-commissioned officer corps in about 8 months when Command Sergeant Major Michael Weimer takes over as the 17th Sergeant Major of the Army in August. Congratulations to the Sergeant Major on that prestigious position. By the way, hundreds of National Guard troops are on the ground in Western New York, providing badly needed help after a devastating winter storm brought the area to a chilly and snowy standstill. That came from military officials yesterday. They're going house to house, door to door, to check on the welfare of individuals. They're also checking abandoned vehicles that have been left behind to see if anyone's in them. They have found some people in some of them frozen to death. That's not pretty, as well as in the houses, I might add. That's not pretty when you run into something like that. The Space Force, ladies and gentlemen, has taken over all of the Department of Defense's military satellite communication functions, which is a major step in building the new Space Force. Kudos to them. Now, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Ukraine must remove any military threat to Russia. Otherwise, the Russian army will solve the issue.
They want, Russia does, they want Ukraine to demilitarize and disband their military. Like that's going to happen. They're out of their mind. After all, everything Ukraine's been through, they're out of their mind. Russia, by the way, also says it shot down an Ukrainian drone near that air base, that one inside Russia. It shot down an approaching Ukrainian drone, the second time the facility had been targeted this month. Again, revealing weaknesses in Russia's air defenses because the drone got that far without being noticed. How about that? And despite Putin's claims, Ukraine peace talks look unlikely in the near future. This coming after a year dominated by Russia's war in the Ukraine draws to a close. Vladimir Putin has made a point of suggesting he's open to peace talks, despite evidence to the contrary, with comments that have been roundly dismissed by Kiev and the West as a ruse at a time when the prospect of negotiations in the near future appears extremely remote. Now, the U.S. has scrambled to stop Iran from providing drones for Russia. As the war in Ukraine grinds on, some officials have become convinced that Iran and Russia are building a new alliance of convenience when it comes to the drones. We'll see. I don't know what it is they're doing, but apparently there's something going on, but we'll find out what it is when we can. By the way, the Pentagon's recently inked joint warfighting cloud capability contract sets the stage for greater collaboration between the U.S. Department of Defense and intelligence agencies, according to officials from both communities. In addition, a new major oil prospect on federal land in Alaska is hanging in the balance as pressure mounts on the Biden administration for a final decision to approve or reject the project. This is called the Willow Oil Field Project in Alaska. And this is a big one. It should be a no-brainer, but guess not. You heard us talk about TikTok? Well, the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on House Administration on Tuesday announced that it's banning TikTok from all House-managed mobile devices due to a number of security risks that have come to light. I am not surprised. Do not use TikTok. That goes to everybody listening right now. Do not use it. All right, hang in there. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, with more right after this break. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle, I'll do just that. And before I get to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, I want to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and Moss Acura. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S, and their Acura dealership. Now, you can go over to North Florida Avenue, where they're located, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership, and go in there and tell them the Captain sent you. Or you can go online, take a look, and see what they got before you go over there. And remember that they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you are EMS, firefighters, or police, get a discount along with church pastors on your Moss Acura vehicles, new or certified pre-owned. And remember, your Moss Acura vehicle always comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. That's all that they do. Now, you'll find out when you go over there why they continue to get customers from all around the country. Tell them the Captain sent you. It'll open the door for you. In the meantime, here's the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Listen, I got a question. I'll just kind of make it brief because it's kind of strange, and I did not realize this was going on. But the United States Virgin Islands, which, by the way, is where President Joe Biden is vacationing right now over there, is suing the Epstein Bank, the bank he was using, J.P. Morgan, over the sex trafficking operations and the money that was going through that account. I don't know how much money they want, but obviously they want damages.
Yeah, interesting lawsuit. They're going to have a difficult time probably proving anything. Again, you have certain know your client rules when it comes to certain items and how money's moved around. But this guy was also a financier too. Again, they can claim kind of like they didn't know or a myriad of different things. I think they'll probably end up settling when it comes to this. But again, it's just kind of pre-crypto if you think about it, because now the currency for crime is cryptocurrencies,
right?
Because really hard to trace this stuff, so it's kind of gotten out of that. Again, interesting to see, but I think they'll have a difficult time getting much out of it.
Now, rival airlines, including United and American and Delta, have capped their fares as Southwest cancellations continue. Now, I was just over here, and I'm going to go back over here again and look at this flight cancellations and whatnot. Let's see, 2,355, 58% of the flights at Southwest are canceled. 52, which is 1%, are delayed. The big airports where there are delays, number one is Denver, number two is Chicago. Wow, what can I say to that? I mean, this is the saga continues.
Yeah, it's a mess over there, and again, it shows you just the failure of Southwest to upgrade their technology and work times. I know there's obviously going to have issues when there's storms and whatnot, but this is patently absurd, and a lot of this had to do with staffing, quite frankly. The amount of having the right workers in the right places, it was completely screwed up. The funny thing is that they knew about this prior to the storm. They memos that are coming out where they actually put Denver on emergency preparedness because they were having problems. People, out sick and a myriad of things, but a mess over there at Southwest. And again, you got to be careful with some of these so-called discount characters. I don't even call Southwest discount. Costs me more to fly to Florida on Southwest from where I live than it does the other carriers. But anyway, neither here nor there. You're looking at a situation of major airlines are smart marketing right now. They're capping their prices so maybe they can get some loyal customers.
Yeah.
The situation. It was a great point yesterday. So people, coming and saying, hey, I'm never going to fly Southwest again. I mean, I guess you could probably do that with Southwest. Difficult to do that with if it was any of the other major airlines, depending upon where you live in the country. Sometimes, depending on where you live, your choices are limited based upon, what carriers come into your region.
Now, you talked about the cryptocurrency here a second ago, and here's a story about the cryptocurrency. The crypto exchange platform Kraken has stopped all their operations in Japan.
There's so many of these stupid coins and tokens. I can't tell you one from the other. Which weighs more, a pound of lead or a pound of feathers? To me, they're all the same thing, and they're all worth zero.
Uh-huh. Well, that's true. That's true. By the way, do you have a Mega Millions jackpot ticket?
No, I never bought a lottery ticket in my life.
$640 million tonight.
That's nice. I'd rather not volunteer my tax dollars or my money to the government.
All right. Well, here's the big story that everybody's watching right now, and that's Mr. Sam Bankman-Fried, Sammy Boy. He's going to enter a plea in the FTX fraud case, and apparently he's going to enter the plea next week to criminal charges. We'll see what happens when that does happen.
Yeah, some of the more interesting things surrounding this, they're uncovering, investments that he made in other companies that are now basically, worthless. $100 million into one you know, some odd software company, another $100 million to another one. They're going to try to claw that money back, but, but these companies already, you know, their stock value has collapsed, and it's very, very speculative stuff. And this is actual that he used client funds to make these investments. And I mean, this is as crooked could be. Again, you know, the people, you got to be careful, you know, who you're working with, investing with.
I'm going to go to the phone lines. We have a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony from Tampa.
Hey, Tommy.
Just had a quick question. Tony, actually, but I had a quick question.
Oh, Tony. Hey, Tony.
What is his, what's the watchdog's opinion on 401ks and IRAs and the fully funding them for next year? That's all. Thank you.
All right. Did you hear the question?
Oh, they're changing some of the rules for.
Yes, they are.
And slowly but surely raising the age limit where you have to utilize the required minimum distributions, which I think is great. It allows people to, you know, let their money, if they want to work longer, allow their money to grow. If they don't have to take it out, they're not forced to take it out and pay taxes on that. You know, not to mention you raising some of the limits. I'm a big fan. You know, you don't get much unless, I mean, unless you're a big time real estate investor. You know, there's not a lot of loopholes. There are loopholes, but, you know, they're difficult to attain for most people when it comes to the tax code. And, you know, it's great to utilize all of these, whatever you can, you know, as much as you can. More and more employers out there are doing matches, and they're making it now part of the new rules is also making it easier for people to, you're automatically enrolled into 401ks. Take advantage of it. You know, obviously, it lowers your top line. And you also are able to, you know, save money, have that money grow, you know, without paying taxes over an extended period of time. And the key is to start as early as possible. You make more money spending time in the market rather than trying to time the market. Trying to time the market is just impossible. But if you're perpetually investing over a long period of time, that's the key to becoming wealthy.
Sure. And that's totally understandable. Okay, the music is coming up slowly in my ear. I'm going to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow. And hopefully it's a lot warmer up there now, is it?
Slowly but surely, yeah. Today looks like it's going to be a lot nicer. Next week, we're going to actually get into the 60s. Crazy.
Oh, all right. Well, it's almost 70. Well, it was 70 yesterday here, 73. And we're going to be in the 80s by next week, so things have come back again.
Yes, the long Florida winter of 2 days.
Yes, thank you. It was cold enough to be a long winter. All right, Chris, I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. When we come back from the top of the hour news break, we will have a retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the horn. Going to do a lot of talking today. We're going to talk about Ukraine because there was a multi-city attack this morning. Once again by Russia, going after civilian targets. We'll be right back, right after the top of our news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.